Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the mercy of Allah ta'ala is very high at the moment. Ask for whatever you want. That was an occasion for her. Whatever you ask, ask. Allah's mercy is so high. In other words, you do it immediately, whatever you ask for. So she said, let me go and ask my father. So Abu Siddiq said, yes, go and ask your father. She went and told Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala that Nabi Karim sent me here. And Allah's mercy is the highest at the moment. Whatever you ask for, Allah will give it to you. So I thought, let me ask you, you tell me what is best to ask. So he said, that ask Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was alone with Nabi Karim in Miraj, with Allah ta'ala, whatever you spoke together, give us one thing from there, only one. She got very happy and told Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is what my father said, that in Miraj, whatever secret talk was between you and Allah, give us one thing from there. Nabi Karim smiled, my friend, what is asking for too? Whatever it might be. But then he gave wada also. He has to say it. So he said that Allah Ta'ala said, if that person who brings two hearts together, broken hearts together, mend them together, listen to it very carefully, mend them together, I would send him to Jannat without baghair hisab. I would send him to Jannat baghair hisab. She got very happy and she came in back to, and said, Abu Bakr Siddiq, remember whatever Nabi come tell me also the same thing. So she went back to Abu Bakr Siddiq and this is what he said. Those who mend people's heart together, bring them together with love. Bring them together. They will be going to Jannat Mughal Baghair Hisab. Start crying. It's something to smile, appreciate, start crying. So she said, oh father, I don't understand. That is something so great that to mend two hearts together. He said, oh Aisha, you only looked at the one side of it. You only looked at the one side. Why don't you look at the reverse side? Look where they go to. Where they go to. Why don't you look at the reverse side? That if someone have to break someone's heart, someone have to break someone's heart, then forever and lasting Allah will bring Jahannam. You understood what I'm saying? That's why he was crying. Because we are hurting people so much today. Either you're hurting your wife, you're hurting your mother, you're hurting your father, you're hurting your children, you're hurting your workers who are under you. So many things you may be causing harm to. I know one person came to me, he was crying, but because he had to work for his hand and mouth, for his bread, he's crying, I'm treated like an animal. So we hurt people's hearts so much. We hurt our parents too. Now parents, no matter how they are, who they are, what condition they may be, no matter how pious you are, but that is your mother and father. Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, his father was a fire worshipper, but how much of respect he showed to him. Then who are we? We speak to our parents anyhow we want to. They say when you look at your mother's face, it's like you're kissing Hajj Aswad. And today how people talk to their mothers, how they treat, they get hurt so badly, they don't say anything. They just keep quiet. You are the person sitting in namaz, you're making zikr, you're making everything, but this is your condition. And that's how you treat your children also. You treat others also. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, they look at the reverse side, that if you break someone's heart, then you must remember that you go to Jahannam for everlasting. Allahumma rahmi fadhil. So everything you must look at the both sides of it. Look at the good, the reverse side. What is the outcome of it? And we look into our own lives. Let us not point fingers at others. It's very easy to point fingers at others. Rather let the fingers point at you. And to ask yourself, how are you? You'll come to realize how guilty you are. So do not break people's hearts. We have to make people. In every way of life. So when I heard this thing, I said, let me share it with you all because it's a very important thing to really share. We all know that the big nights, these are big nights. You know how big nights these are? You don't know. If you know, you will spend the nights sleeping with respect, waking up with respect, not looking at all the filth, sleeping with the wrong thing, waking up with the wrong thing. If you only know that Allah Ta'ala took qasam on these nights, we take qasam. Our qasam is nothing. The qasam Allah to show us how important His greatness is. Night is. If a person wakes up in the night or even in these nights, one night you wake up, you can get equivalent to Ashab al-Qadr. And if a person keeps one fast, I always say, you know, you all are working, it's very difficult for you all. I won't forget Mahazaji. One person, you know, get Josh. Don't do anything in Josh. Do everything in Hosh. He got very quickly keep fast every day. He got very sick. So lucky Hazrat Wallah was in Dunya. He wrote to Hazrat, he said, kisne kya aapko ek rakhne ka? Ek hi rakh lo. Keep one at least. At least keep the Arafat day. Because Arafat day is the greatest day. Shaitan feel ashamed that Allah Ta'ala forgives so many people. On this, now on the day of Arafat, is unreal. He never thought those people would be forgiven. Allah forgive them. So we don't appreciate these days. I always say, stay alone. Read Quran, make istighfar, read Durood Sharif. Not mingle around, mix around with everyone. Try to be alone is more comfortable. It'll keep away from talking futile talks. It'll keep away from controlling your tongue, controlling your eyes. That's the only way you can do if you know the value of these nights and days. Allah Ta'ala loves these days so much and accept everyone. Dua also. And the dua is something you don't have to wait for making wudu for making dua. Sunset, sunrise, anywhere you just make dua, Allah accepts. Allah is waiting for you to make dua. One of the ibadah that we have left out today is dua. Which we have to make dua. Allah says, make cry to me, I'm waiting for you. But if you are not crying from Allah Ta'ala, then how Allah will give you to? And the biggest thing in this month of days, the greatest thing is Toba. Toba, because everyone now, we have to imitate the people of God for Hajj. We have been told to imitate, we can't go there, but we don't have to cut off, you know, to make sure, don't know our nails or not. Everything, you look like a beggar. When you go for Hajj, you don't have, you look like a beggar. You don't put your mustache right. But the way you walk like a beggar and came to beg for mercy. At that time, we have to also beg for Allah Ta'ala mercy. At least make yourself like them. They say when you make yourself like them, like they're gone, Hajjis are gone there. We'll remain like a Hajji here too. And you see how much Allah will respect you and praise you too. So the most important thing in these days is istighfar, tawbah. The most important thing. How important it is. And one thing, if you become a murid, if a person becomes a murid, the first step after you become murid is tawbah. When you become murid, the first thing that Shaykh does is make tawbah. Tawbah from asking for forgiveness for all sins. Your forgiveness for all sins, whether it's whatever it is. Hukukul ibad, hukukullah, the rights of people, the rights of Allah. If you need anything fast, you must keep the fast. You've missed our salah, you keep the salah. You owe people money, you try to pay them or ask for forgiveness. Everything you've been done, you have to put your books all right. That principle. And tawbah is only for us. The farista don't need tawbah. Farista don't need tawbah, they don't need tawbah at all. We need to be making tawbah all the time. Allah's the quality of a mu'min is to become the quality of Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam, he is our grandfather. We are his grandchildren. The grandchildren have to follow the grandfather, not shaitan. Shaitan is always, his duty is not to make tawbah. His duty to invite the wrath of Allah. And Adam alayhi salam, who is our grandfather, we are his grandchildren. We have to follow him, and his following is make tawbah. And for tawbah is one thing. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is masoom, sinless, 70 times he makes istighfar a day. 70 times he makes istighfar a day. When we look at our ibadat, we have to make istighfar for that. One side to make istighfar for our sins. Another side, Ya Allah, the namaz is not according to your expectation. Allah, forgive us for that too. Why do you think when you make namaz, you say after first namaz, astaghfirullah, 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 oh Allah. How I'm supposed to perform namaz, not perform namaz, oh Allah, forgive me. So we have to understand that the most important thing to make is always this month that you must make tawbah all the time. That's the only thing. And to turn to Allah Ta'ala all the time, that's the time of a mu'min. Because you must remember one thing, Adam alayhi salat was the same thing. Because we the creation Allah Ta'ala created with defect. We got a lot of defect in us. Our akal is not right. Before akal, nothing but was full of defects. So we are full of defects, full of sins. So Allah Ta'ala wanted you like that, that now you must come towards me and ask for forgiveness. I want, if you commit a sin, no problem you commit a sin, but I love the person who commits sin and they have to come towards me. Make tawbah. Make tawbah, because no one can say in this world is sinless. Everyone is sinless. Everyone is. That's why to control the lust and desire of man, control all that thing there. The only way you can control, you have tawbah in you. You have tawbah. If you do not have tawbah in you, tawbah is meant to ask for forgiveness. You know, Mahazaj said one day, he says, as long as you got breath, you got hopes. As long as you got head, breath, you got hopes. Once the breath goes, khalas. Then after looking for tawbah, you can't make tawbah too. So appreciate this breath and make sure that you make tawbah immediately. Make tawbah immediately. And if you can control yourself in that ways, and once you make tawbah, tawbah becomes so part of your life that you begin to make sure that it will affect you. You know, everything in the beginning is show. Everything in the beginning is show. As time, you see a child in namaz too, he comes to the masjid, he's show. He does nothing. But as time goes by, he becomes something. He sees the importance of it. He begins to read namaz. We also in the beginning, we came namaz for show. That friend took me, let me go to the masjid. Hazrat Moshe Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he went to Hazrat Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi, that day, he said, Hazrat, I'm not going to make no zikr, nothing. He said, who told me to make zikr? I didn't tell you anything. But when he woke up in the morning and saw the zikr noise there, he said, so, sab kuch hota hai, but it's something else. Let me also wake up too. But that waking up at that time was not how it's supposed to be. But the effect of it took that it became from riya to ikhlas. So everything is this much. As far as possible. We must try to make sure that we make tawbah all the time. Tawbah is the farm. And the best thing, Nabi Karim, that person is the best person. Every morning he wakes up and makes istighfar. He's a very excellent person who wakes up in the morning and makes tawbah istighfar. In other words, he prepares himself not to commit sins. Every morning if you wake up with this, Ya Allah, forgive me, and you make istighfar, it's obvious you make it with the intention that you're not going to commit any sins. Why does a person make istighfar? For what is making istighfar? Allah, forgive me. وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ. One day I was walking, one met us up, going to meet Hazraji. It was in the early days, 1970s. We went to meet him after, so we took a walk together. Hazraji saying, رَبِّ فِلِّي وَرْحَمْنِي paro. After Asr. Rabbi Filli Warhamni. Just imagine what a dua that is. Waqur Rabbi Fir Warham Allah tells Rabbi Filli Warham. Oh Allah, forgive me and have mercy on me. Now you're taking, because it's a small word, you take it of no importance. You do not know, Allah, forgive my sins and have mercy on me. Allahumma Filli Warhamni. Just by saying Allahumma Filli Warhamni. That's why I say, my friends, after Asr, if you make just sit on for 5-10 minutes to just Allah be filli warham, Allah forgive me. Or any other time to Rabbi filli warham, Allah forgive. Forgive me, forgive my sins. Warhamni means have mercy on me, keep me away from all kind of calamities, all kind of difficulties, all kind of hardships. That one word. So to keep away from sins, it's so important that remember this much, that no matter what it is, the Nabi Karim says, Allah gets very happy with that person who makes tawbah. Very happy. Like a person when he loses his camel somewhere in the jungle. When he loses his camel jungle and he's finished now, he don't know where to go. He's in the jungle. He got nowhere to go. He got lost and he's crying, and then he knows this much, that last rip is my death. He just lied down there, waiting for to die now. And while waiting to die, straight away he sees his camel coming with all his goods in him. He look at that camel, the happiness that the person had at that time, you can only ask himself. But in that joy, what he said? You are my banda, I'm your khuda. He said, Allah Ta'ala, you my banda, and I'm my khuda. Na'udhu billah. How can he say that? But Allah forgave him for that too, because his happiness and joy, he did not mean to say it. But in that joy, now how much of joy he had at that time, look at the joy Allah Ta'ala have for him, for you who make tawbah straight away. Allah loves that person. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kama la dhamba lah. A person who made tawbah is like a person who did not commit a sin at all. Even the Farishtas have forgiven everything too. Forgotten everything. Your record is new all the way together. But what must say? Farishtas forget. Allah forget, wife don't forget. So you must forget. If wife don't forget, Farishtas forget, Allah forget, then you must not forget. You must also forget. So you must say, ye bhi ek zindagi hai unki. She has always saved that. So she reminds you all the time. Because she got no work to do. So she tells me always that, how I must put my sheikh right. So this it is that very important, that camel, how happy that person is at that time, it is so important that Allah forgive that person. Tawbah is actually a ladder to go more near to Allah, recognition to Allah Ta'ala. You do not understand, once a person making tawbah, why did he make tawbah? Allah gave him the tawfiq of making tawbah. If Allah did not turn towards you, you won't make tawbah. You didn't realize that too. When Tawbah came into you, it was not he came, he gave you the tawfiq, remember me. How fortunate that person who made Tawbah, because Allah reminded him to make Tawbah. How fortunate that person who came to Masjid, he did not come, Allah brought him in the Masjid. So many people outside, Allah Ta'ala brought you. So likewise, when you made Tawbah, Allah put in your heart, make Tawbah, I want to make Tawbah, I want to forgive you. I want to forgive you, come make Tawbah. So once you become to make tawbah, then it's a thing. All the time. So Allah loves that person who makes tawbah all the time. The recognition of Allah Ta'ala comes into you in this way, that the ladder you climbing, make tawbah every day, you climbing. The recognition of Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart. The sin also goes away from you. To that extent that what happens, light comes into you and darkness, light comes to you. Light comes, darkness goes away. Like a person committing sin all the time, He reaches a point that I had enough now. I had enough. I think now I must come down. I think now I must forgive us. That too, everything comes from Allah Ta'ala. So how important it is. And remember this much, Nabi Karim said, that person, when he commits a sin, then he's not a mu'min. Don't misunderstand me. He's not a kafir too. The meaning of this month that he commits a sin is not a mu'min, means not a perfect mu'min. He's not a perfect mu'min. In other words, if he want to become perfect mu'min, then he has to take a sin like a poison. Just as poison, once you take sin as a poison, then you must know now you reach a point where you won't go near the sin at all. That's why Hazrat Mawlana Rashid Gogoi Rahmatullah Ali, when his Shaykh told him, how are you? How nice, he said. Guna said nafrat, or deen said ragbat. He never said, oh, my status is so high, nothing. This, forget status, Hazrat, nothing. I have nothing in me. And he, in truth, he's meant that. Not like we, you know, I got nothing in me, but you got something in you. Sorry to say it. You got something in you. But he said, Hazrat, I got nothing in me. And he says, the only thing that I thank Allah Ta'ala, two things. One is guna se nafrat, or deen se raghbat, the hate for sins. If you want really the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, if you want the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, you'll make sure that you'll hate sins. And deen se raghbat, longing to do good deeds, longing to go more near to Allah Ta'ala, longing to keep every sunnah in your life. And another thing he said, mada uzam dono barabar. You know the meaning of that. Praises and non-praises, disgrace is same to me. If a person praise me too, I look at him. If a person disgrace me too, I look at him. No difference, no effect on me. Because I don't need your praises. He has to praise me. He has to praise. If everyone praise you, but he did not praise you, Kiamillah, what have you got? So what are you looking for? His quality was this. Gunaus enough for the hate for sins. Until unless you don't have hate for the cell phone, which is the greatest poison today. Because they say the sin to keep away from is you take the sin as poison. Take that cell phone to be a poison. And you see after that you won't go near that poison. Then see what happens to you, then how Allah Ta'ala assists you. But you sit down here and then you go back home and look at the poison. What do you expect then? What do you expect? That's why Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi, I think he said this much. Omar Hazrat said this, that you'll find people, they're doing very, very good work, but if you look at the bad deeds, it overtakes the good deeds. It overtakes the good deeds. So when it overtakes the good deeds, what do you expect from the good? The bad deed overtakes the good deeds, it overtakes it, what happens? No benefit at all. This is our situation today, that we are in the situation where we have good deeds, mashallah, we keep fast, we do this, we do that, everything. But if you look at his bad deeds, evil deeds, is overtaking the good deeds. So when it overtakes the good deeds, what do you expect to see? There's more disaster. So only one thing Imam Ghazali Rahman says, take your sin to be poison. And if you take poison, he says, you will not go near it at all. So that way, a person will have, and Tawbah is istighfar. And you must know, iman has to be so strong. A person when he commits zina at that time, he's got his iman, it goes away too. Iman goes away, does not mean he's got kafir. He's trying to show his, the quality of iman, that state is not there anymore. Then you get the inside of it, your iman of what? Iman of not having jealousy for people. Iman of not having, not cursing people. Iman of having not to harm people in any way, have pride in you. All those qualities which are called akhlaq razila, the bad qualities you should not have in you. Then you see that iman, but tawbah, istighfar, that is very important. All those come together. Then you see how Allah Ta'ala elevates you. You do not wait for elevate. Whatever you do, you must do for His pleasure. Do not do for elevation. You never elevate at all. A lot of people when read Quran, say they wait and they enjoy reading the man, the Quran, they read Lord Quran. Next day, they don't enjoy, they close the Quran. So they're not reading for the Quran, for Allah. They're reading for enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala, it's a shirk. You're making shirk with Allah Ta'ala. One day you read namaz, the way you read namaz and you enjoy namaz, extra, 10 10 minutes extra in the masjid. Half an hour extra masjid. The next day, forced to go out of the masjid. What happened? No, today I'm not enjoying this one. Bahut acha. You came with that enjoyment, then that other enjoyment. He wants you in that condition. You must think Allah kept you in that condition that today I'm enjoying, tomorrow Allah says I'm taking the enjoyment to see whether you still your relation with me is the same or not. Whether your relationship is the same or not. There you come to know your test now, you're not the same person. That means you're not doing for me, you're doing for the thing. Then you made him committing shirk with me. So Tawbah, this great month, at least keep one fast, the day of Arafat at least. Keep one fast. And try to, from now on, whatever sins we have committed, make tawbah, istighfar. Make a promise to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, don't commit the sin. Oh Allah, you help me, I'm very weak. Help me, oh Allah, let me make tawbah, I mustn't go near the sin. Ask Allah for help. And without Allah's help, nothing can happen. And then you see, inshallah, our zindagi will be a different one altogether. Allah Ta'ala, amal kani, tawfiq nasib, wa akhuda, alhamdulillah. Allahumma inna Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadah. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulli wa ajilna min khizy ad-dunya wa adhab al-qabr wa adhab al-akhirah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana atim lana nurana waghfir lana innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaka wal janna wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wan nar. وہ اللہ مسلمانوں کو پوری دنیا میں کامیاب نصیب ہوں ان کی کوتاہی کو درگزر فرما ان کو کامیاب نصیب ہوں ان کو ذلت سے بچائے اللہ تعالیٰ پوری دنیا میں جہاں پر مسلمانوں کو خوب برکت عزت عافیت کے ساتھ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم برحمتہ اللہ.
For the next 2 weeks, there'll be no majlis.